Today on Dana's Low Carb for Life, we talk about the latest diet study that's in the news. I tell you about my favorite summer fruit, and we'll have the other half of that interview with low carb chef George Stella. So stick around. You are listening to Dana's Low Carb for Life. Hey, gang. Welcome to episode 22 of Dana's Low Carb for Life, brought to you by CarbSmart.com, your smart choice for a low-carb lifestyle. This week, we're going to talk about a diet study that's been hot news recently. I'm going to tell you the pluses and minuses of my very favorite summer fruit, and we're going to hear more of that conversation with low-carb celebrity chef George Stella. You're going to want to hear that. But before I get to all of that, I have a couple of announcements to make. First announcement is that I'm delighted that 315-Minute Low Carb Recipes does now have 3 whole reviews and a 5-star rating at Amazon.com, and thank you very much. In the interests of shameless self-promotion, I thought I'd share one of those reviews with you. Constance Culbertson wrote in and said, "I find this book to be very easy to navigate and use. True to its word, the recipes take 15 minutes or less to make. Every recipe has been great. It is so nice to have someone already decarb my favorite recipes. I have yet to find one I don't like. If you only get one of Dana's cookbooks, I would strongly suggest this one." Thanks, Constance. And the rest of you who have reviewed the book, I will share more reviews with you in future podcasts. And of course, we would love to have any and all of you review the book if you haven't yet. Unless you hate it, and then we want you to keep it to yourself. But how could you hate it? You can't hate it. My more exciting announcement, though, is that for the second time, Jimmy Moore and I are planning a low-carb meet-and-greet this summer at my home in Bloomington, Indiana. Low-carb blogger Amy Dungan is also going to be here. The date is August 13th. So you might want to write that down, August 13th, and we're planning for that meet and greet to go from noon to 4. Last year, we got about 20 to 25 people to this event. We had a great time eating low-carb food and just socializing in my backyard. We're still hammering out the details on this, and there's 2 things you should know. We may need to limit registration on this because we are talking about my backyard, not some big commercial venue. And we may need to ask a modest donation. I promise you it will be no more than $5, but that would be to defray the cost of food. I will keep you posted on all of that. But in the meanwhile, if you are within striking distance of Bloomington, Indiana, mark the date on your calendar or put a reminder in your smartphone that August 13th, Saturday, August 13th, is the meet and greet with Dana and Jimmy. So let's move right along and on to the show. In a while, I am going to give you the rundown on my favorite summer fruit. Maybe it's your favorite summer fruit, too. And we're going to have the second half of that interview with George Stella. But first, I want to talk about science. Did you see the news this past week? It said that potatoes make you fat and nuts don't. I'm shocked. Shocked, I tell you. The study was cited, was coming out of Harvard, and it was published in the New England Journal of Medicine, a very well-respected journal, and the study states that potatoes are particularly strongly associated with weight gain. Indeed, potatoes, particularly potato chips and French fries, were more strongly associated with weight gain than sugar-sweetened desserts were. Sugar-sweetened beverages were also strongly associated with weight gain. Yet the researchers were surprised to note that consumption of nuts was associated with weight loss. Nuts are extremely high in fat, and they are very calorically dense. So according to the whole calories in, calories out theory of weight control, the consumption of nuts should make us fat, and yet it appears, from this study at least, that it does not. Well, it was very easy for low-carbers to gloat about this study, but closer reading convinces me that the whole thing really is a wash for us, and the whole study is nowhere near as consequential as some might think. Low-carbers love to point out that potatoes and soda make you fat, and that yummy, yummy low-carb nuts do not. But this study also showed an association of red meat intake with weight gain and of whole grain intake with weight loss. And that's not a